Okay, so we're just going to relax. If you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes. Maybe squirm around in your seat a little bit and let yourself get really, really comfortable. See if there's any way you could let yourself be just a little more comfortable than you are. Stretch something, move something. Recognize that life is good, that all is well, that everything always works out for us. Abraham gives us these lines that we can remember, that we can practice, that we can convince ourselves that they're right. Everything always works out for me. When I look back at my life, I can see that even when it looked like something going wrong, there actually in some way within it was something going right from a broader perspective. And so this quote from Abraham comes from 2008, where they said, "The thought that you think, which attracts to it. So you think it's more, which attracts to it, so you think it's more." In other words, when you have an expectation, you've got a dominant thought going on, and law of attraction is going to deliver that to you again and again and again. And you say, the reason that I believe this is because it's true. And we say, the reason that you believe it is because you've practiced the thought. All that a belief is a thought you keep practicing. That's the end of the Abraham quote. It actually is from Indianapolis, March of 2002. Somebody posted it in 2008. Anyway, this whole idea that the thought that we keep thinking attracts to itself evidence of its truth. So then we believe it's true, and then because we believe it's true, we continue to see it. But we can change what we believe, because a belief is a thought we keep practicing. So if we could relax and choose to focus on thoughts that feel good, then we could change our beliefs about how life feels in general and allow our lives to feel better and better and better. And when we feel good, Abraham says that means that we're seeing the world through the eyes of Source. We are perceiving the world as our inner being is perceiving. That's so cool. I love seeing through the eyes of Source. And so I thought we might practice some thoughts that feel good to me. And one of my very favorite all-time quotes from Abraham is, "You are liquid love in physical bodies, wanting more than life itself because it is life itself, to adore the vessel that's you through which this source energy flows. You are God, you are Source, you are Creator." So let's play with this idea for a little while. We are liquid love in physical bodies. Liquid love. Liquid love. Abraham is saying that life is all perceptual, that the facts are fluid, that in fact we are fluid, liquid love, and that we are the energy, the source energy, that flows into the world. We are Source. We live in that oneness. We move in that beingness. We think with that mind. We are the hands and heart and life of God in expression on the planet. That is who we truly are. So just check in with yourself and see if that seems true to you. And if you see evidence of that around you in your life, or if that just seems like a random idea to you yet, because you haven't maybe practiced it very much. Maybe you've practiced ideas about being separate or life being more conditional. But today we're going to practice ideas of oneness and love and creativity and intelligence and power and light. Because all of these qualities of Source are the qualities of who we truly are. We are that. We are. We are the love. We are the light. And take a moment and just feel around in your life for someone who radiates light for you. Someone who, when you look at their face, you see beauty and harmony and grace that moves a little beyond just the surface appearance, where they're tapped into Source and we're allowing their light to shine in the world. See the light in this person. Feel the light in you responding warmly and gently to this person that you're seeing as light. It's easy to see a person who is connected in any moment to light, for the energy of their inner being is flowing in them and through them. Sometimes it makes them almost shine. It's such a gift to look at someone who is being bright and shiny in this moment. When you go to a concert or a show or a store, you can look around and see the babies. So many of them radiate light. Just look into that little face and see the beauty of spirit right there, looking out through those brilliant eyes, Source eyes. These little ones know how to be Source eyes. They see the world through the eyes of Source. They remember the truth of their being, even though they don't have words, but they have light. And they express their light in powerful and wonderful ways. Except when they're not, because this is a world of contrast. And so there'll be moments when their light isn't shining too, just as ours is. And yet they're still so precious to us and so adorable, these little babies. And we can treat ourselves that way too. We can see ourselves as precious, even when we're disconnected. Even in those moments when we get tripped up by our limiting beliefs, we can remember that life is good, that we are blessed. In fact, we are liquid love in physical bodies. Just allowing ourselves to know the truth of who we are. We see the light. We are the light. We be the light. And so just as we've been seeing the light in a face of someone we remember, it's easy to see the light in them. Let's see the light in ourselves. If it's easier for you to imagine your face, you can imagine looking in a mirror. Or you can imagine being outside yourself, looking at your face or looking at a picture or a video of you. In a moment when you're deeply, powerfully, beautifully, intimately, infinitely connected to Source. A moment when you're thrilled, a moment when you're excited, a moment when you're enthusiastic, a moment when you feel free and powerful and open and receptive, when you are just letting that Source energy flow all the way through you and out into the world. Imagine yourself with your light shining as brightly as possible. You might imagine your light as a candle, but you can allow it to get bigger and a flashlight and a lamp until it's a lighthouse beacon and ultimately the truth of your heart is that it's as radiant as the sun. You are liquid love in physical body. Your heart is the heart of spirit. Your love is the infinite, eternal, exquisite love of Source. You are that. You are, I am that. We are that. We are the love. We are the light. And as we let our heart light shine, we see that light reflected back to us in more and more eyes that we meet as we go out into the world. We allow ourselves to be a magnet for the light and connection in others. When we remember this truth of ourselves, that we are the light, we don't need to get the light from somebody else. We can be the light and let law of attraction bring light to light. It is so good to just bask in the knowing of who we truly are, to practice these thoughts, to allow ourselves to remember again and again when it's easy, and then again, to be kind to ourselves when it's more difficult. In our moments of disconnection, we can still engage our hearts and say, ouch, that doesn't feel good. How do I want to feel? I don't want to feel disconnected. I want to feel connected. I want to feel that divine love that is the truth of my being, that I have access to it in this moment. I want to feel that I am loved. I want to feel that I am loving. I want to feel that I am powerful and able to focus. I want to feel my love. I want to feel the love of my inner being. I want to feel the love of Source flowing through me and as me out into the world. And it's possible through your focus that even in those moments when we're disconnected, we can talk ourselves back up the emotional scale. I want to remember who I truly am. Who does Abraham say I am? Abraham says, I am liquid love in a physical body. Abraham says, I am Source in action in the world. Abraham says, I am the leading edge of thought. Practicing those thoughts when it's easy and remembering to focus back on them when it's more difficult is all that we need to do, because a belief is a thought that we keep practicing. And as we allow ourselves to practice the love, practice being kind to ourselves, practice appreciating the kindness in others, practice appreciating, seeing the light wherever we can see it, Our opportunity to focus means that we don't have to look at all the places where we don't see the light. We can choose to look at the places where we can see it, where it does feel good, where there is clarity and wisdom and beauty and joy, knowing that we have this opportunity to focus. Abraham says, focus is genius. Focus is the greatest power we have. We can make our minds do what we want them to do. Now, when we have a lot of momentum in a negative direction, it's hard to turn toward the positive. But sometimes, if we just turn toward Abraham and what they say, and we ask ourselves, can I believe I am liquid love in a physical body? Could I believe that? I know that there are moments when that feels true. There are moments when I can feel that warm, healing, loving energy of spirit in every organ, cell, and system of my body. I can breathe and relax and feel that love circulating in my blood and birthing new cells and energizing, digesting my food. My inner being's taking care of all of that all the time. My body is wise. There is love and beauty and grace right here within me. I can remember to focus on the things that are working. I can remember that health is natural to me. Abraham suggests finding thoughts that feel good about our bodies. This is a quote from them. What thought sounds better? As I move through time, my body declines. Or, as I move through time, I learn to vibrate more and more in harmony with source energy. Which thought sounds better, my body as it is, or my body is constantly changing? Which thought sounds better, my body peaked out years ago and now I'm just struggling, or my body has not yet reached its peak because I haven't reached my full level of allowing? What thought sounds better? I'm on my way down from the best time of my life, or I'm on the way to the best time in my life. You get to choose. And as you practice the thoughts that feel best, your body becomes what you want it to be. My body is liquid love. My body is liquid love. I think it's solid, but Abraham says it's not. It's energy in motion that I'm perceiving based on the thoughts I keep thinking about it. So if I begin to think, I am vibrating more and more in harmony with source energy every day. I am allowing more every day. And my inner being is sending me vitality and energy and strength and flexibility and power and beauty every day. I'm willing to allow all that good stuff that's endlessly flowing to me to express in me and as me. I'm willing to be beautiful. I'm willing to feel free. I'm willing to feel vital and alive and enthusiastic about my life. I'm willing to feel optimistic. I'm willing to recognize that there are good things ever flowing to me. And the more I open my heart and my mind to allow all of this good, the more I rendezvous with it through through law of attraction. My focus on my thoughts that feel good is a blessing. It's not just a blessing to me, it's a blessing to all of those who, by law of attraction, I run into who are also flowing positive energy. We get to give it to each other. And together, we are more than the sum of the parts. We allow the infinite and eternal to flow through the temporal and finite. We allow the infinite intelligence and the ideas that come from Abraham and that come from our inner being directly to us. We allow more and more of those good feeling thoughts, those positive thoughts, those energized thoughts. We choose alignment. We choose to focus on the thoughts that feel better. We choose to allow the well-being that's endlessly flowing to us. Life is supposed to be good. They told a story once that Jerry and Esther were in a campground with the monster bus, and on the side of the bus it said, "Life is supposed to feel good." And the man in the next million-dollar monster bus came out and looked up at the sign and said, "That's wrong, you know." And Jerry said, "What do you mean that's wrong?" The guy said, "Life isn't supposed to feel good. Life isn't supposed to be fun. Life is fun. Life is fun." So as we remember that we get to live what we practice thinking, we can begin to practice more and more. Life is fun. I am healthy and strong and beautiful and free. I run into amazing people everywhere I go. New ideas are ever being birthed within me. And I run into them when I read, when I listen to the radio, when I talk to a new person, when I just think, my inner being just puts all these amazing ideas in my head. And I am open and receptive to the beautiful ideas of Source. For I know that life is good and all is well. And everything always works out for me. And so as we begin to close this meditation, we take a moment to just stretch again, to allow ourselves to remember that all is well, that life is good, that we are surrounded by beauty and harmony all the time, and that we are liquid love in physical bodies. And it doesn't get much better than that. For all of this, I do give thanks. And I am excited to know that we have spent some time practicing positive thoughts that will pay off in the days to come. And so it is.